Hey, good morning. Is Brenton right now?
He's not. Can I take a message?
Yeah. I was just trying to touch base here with Bank of Cardiff. My name's Pete. Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
Yeah, I gave you guys a call back in late March, early April. We had you pre-approved for some capital and equipment for some of your projects, and Brent just told me to circle back later on in the year. Just touch base here.
You know, we're in the middle of I don't know 100% yet, but it looks like somebody might be buying the business and stuff. So.
Okay, gotcha. One of your competitors or?
No, it's somebody that wants our business and his business to help pay the bills.
I gotcha.
And things have been a little rough the last 2.5 years, so we say, well.
I'm sure it has, man. It's been.
Ever since oil dropped, I don't know, it affected big business.
No, it did.
Oil industry, but.
No, it affected it pretty much across the board. I deal with loans to businesses, like, for a living. So, you know, I definitely have been able to see it over the past couple years. Just kind of take a nosedive.
Yeah, you know, we've gone up and then come back down, go up and then come back down. You know, but it's like part of the time we're doing about 2/3 less than what we were doing.
Yeah, and then, you know, to make things, you know, a little bit better, you have the election here now. It's just screwing everything up as well.
Well, elections, until people get elected, then what? My understanding in the past is that they wait until they see who gets elected before they continue on stuff.
Yeah, no, that's, you know, I can't tell you how many people have just told me, hey, you know what, just give me a call in December, we'll talk then. I don't want to take on any projects right now.
Right.
But
there's a lot of people we've helped out in the past, you know, and they're slow, they're doing all their own work. Some people are out of business. It's just crazy.
Do you guys do any commercial work, or are you guys all residential?
You know, Brent goes out and does mostly like homes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Commercial work, no.
Yeah,
it's industrial is basically what the company's forte is, you know.
No, I got you guys. Yeah, do you have an email for him, or I'll just email
sure.
Voicemail, or?
Email is Brent underscore the letter N is a Nancy underscore Gloria at hotmail.com.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll just shoot him a quick note. Is he going to be in later today?
Yeah.
All right.
I just know, like I said, he's meeting with the guy today, going over things, seeing kind of where it's at. It might be, he has to follow through and do things, otherwise it ain't going to happen, so.
Yeah.
According to what I understand, it's looking pretty close to being done, so.
Hey, well, yeah, if he ends up selling the business,
I'm not
much
real
you can do.
About it, because
I know
he himself has, put a lot of time in, and it's almost like you're just getting out of it and not really making anything, but you're not have to take out bankruptcy.
Yeah, I mean, that's, like, the last thing you want to do, but
it's kind of a good idea. Over will allow a person to, you know, make an income, and the way things are going, it's like, geez, that's better than a kick in the mouth, so.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, at the end of the day, if you're still paying your bills, like, I guess you can't complain.
Yep. It's sad to look at it that way, but
yeah.
Since the last 8 years, it's just been going downhill, and then it took a big old nosedive.
Oh yeah, man, you should.
I don't know about you, but in big business or industrial or whatever stuff we deal with, always does better under Republicans than they do under Democrats.
No, it just has to do a lot with, you know, the trade laws, and, you know, everything's just getting outsourced here.
They need to get rid of a bunch of laws.
Yeah, it makes it impossible for us to compete. Well, yeah, it's, you know, they got their nose in it right now,
The vice president for Indiana, the vice president, you know, if they get elected, is in his state. I mean, he eliminated a lot of the regulations and lower taxes and everything else, and he's got one of the better states in the whole union.
And I deal with a lot of the manufacturing industry. Like, I give those guys talk to a lot of business owners that are in steel and, you know, just basic. Right now, they don't even have a specific industry. Like, Anybody that does any manufacturing will just take work. You know what I mean? They'll cut plastic parts. They will go steel. Sure. They will do anything because they're getting all their stuff outsourced to South Korea, Taiwan.
Well, you know, that's the thing. That's what's so stupid. If companies are leaving our country, maybe the government ought to take a good look at why.
Yeah, no, because
and try
it's
to make
like,
some kind of adjustment for hell's sake.
Because, I'm sure those business owners would be like, I'm sure they would love to do business in America and, have our people making their products, but at the end of the day, they're in the business of making money, it's not going
to
happen
money,
here,
they
you
have
know?
To leave the country, and that is, there's something wrong with that picture, in my opinion.
No, 100%. It's pretty ass backwards, if you ask me. You know, oil right now is what it's at. Like 40 something.
Got to put around 50 now. It's back almost down to 40. And of course, everybody and their dogs are
40 and change.
They got a glut, so.
Mm-hmm.
And the world got to where that was like the big deal, to make. You know, what's really strange. There was a point when oil was down, in the 30s or whatever the hell, and people were doing just fine. But then they got acclimated to the money in oil. It's like that's. They don't have all that big money in the oil, then things are in trouble.
No, that
I'm
whole
not a big business, so I don't know, but it just sounds kind of strange to me.
Nah, I think right now at this point it's an oil issue and a trade issue.
Well, they've made oil be the thing, and now with oil doing what it's done, it's
hey, we put all our eggs into one basket here, pretty much.
Yep. And if the oil doesn't work, then yeah, I think you're right. I think that's probably what happened. They, instead of trying to, balance things out a little bit, they put too much into oil, and then now every time you turn around, somebody else coming back online pumping oil that wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have a glut, and
yeah, we're up to our ears in this shit. It's insane.
One of the problems too, when everything went up, everything in price went up, so it made everything cost more. And that don't necessarily come down.
And everybody thinks, oil is cheap, that means, it's good for us, right? It's like, no, because, all these businesses are going under because...
If they went up to 60, 80 bucks a barrel, not that 100 and some, whatever it was, just that by itself would probably make one hell of a difference.
Oh, no, when it got back up to 50, people were coming out of the woodwork.
60 plus, but not 50. Especially 50, though. 50 would start making people pay attention.
Yeah, no. If we could get, like you said, I think 60 is kind of a magic number.
I think
60 70
would be a good number area. Make things work.
I mean, it would make gas a little bit more expensive, but it's already expensive. I'm out here in California, and we got the taxes. The taxes on our
gas
are insane.
You got no money to buy it. What you got?
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Thanks. Alrighty.
I'll let you go, man. It was good chatting with you, though. Take care.
You bet. Bye.
Bye-bye.